Operation Lighthouse flags 7,700 crypto accounts in abuse probe Chainalysis, coordinated with 11 crypto exchanges and payment services to identify accounts tied to child sexual abuse material, an effort the firm calls Operation Lighthouse. The sweep flagged roughly 7,700 accounts and generated 14,300 investigative leads for law enforcement, according to reporting from Cointelegraph and CoinDesk, published August 24, 2026. Binance and Coinbase were among the exchanges that assisted. The operation is one of the larger coordinated actions of its kind to route on-chain analysis directly into a criminal investigation. Rather than a single subpoena to a single exchange, it pulled tracing data across the network at once, then handed the results to investigators as leads. The tracing method behind the leads payments for illegal material tend to move through predictable patterns once they touch a wallet, and blockchain analytics firms map those patterns by clustering addresses and following funds as they hop between services. Chainalysis has built its business on that clustering work, selling it to exchanges, banks, and government agencies. Operation Lighthouse applied the same approach at scale by overlaying transaction graphs against known abuse-related addresses and then matching the on-chain trail to accounts held at cooperating exchanges. The effort turned anonymous wallet activity into 7,700 identifiable accounts. The 14,300 leads represent the downstream connections those accounts opened up, since one flagged wallet often links to several counterparties. The public ledger is what makes this possible. Every transaction on a chain like Bitcoin or Ethereum is permanent and visible, so an address that receives a payment for illegal content leaves a record that does not disappear. Once an exchange attaches a verified identity to one end of that trail through its Know Your Customer checks, the pseudonymity that criminals rely on breaks. The exchange's compliance interest. The 11 participating platforms had a direct compliance interest in the outcome. Regulated exchanges are required to file suspicious activity reports and to screen for illicit funds, and abuse-related transactions are among the clearest categories of prohibited activity. Working a coordinated case with Chainalysis lets a platform act on a wider set of data than its own internal monitoring would surface. For Binance and Coinbase, the two named participants, cooperation also fits a longer pattern of publicly aligning with law enforcement on trafficking and abuse cases. Both firms operate dedicated financial crime teams that respond to subpoenas and proactively flag accounts, and both have promoted that work as part of their case for legitimacy with regulators. The cross-platform structure matters because criminals rarely keep funds at one venue. Money moves from an exchange to a self-custody wallet, through a mixer or a bridge, and back into a different exchange for cash out. A single platform sees only its slice. Pooling the tracing across 11 services is what let the operation follow funds end-to-end. Pseudonymity is fragile. The result cuts against the long-standing assumption that crypto payments are anonymous. They are pseudonymous, and pseudonymity is fragile. The moment a wallet interacts with a compliant identity-verified service, its entire prior history becomes traceable back to a person. That reality is a feature when it is used to dismantle abuse networks. It is the same property that lets analysts recover stolen funds, freeze address poisoning proceeds, and trace ransomware payments. Privacy-focused chains and mixers exist precisely to break these trails, which is why they draw regulatory scrutiny. But most illicit activity still flows through transparent chains and regulated exchanges where tracing works. For ordinary users, the takeaway is narrow. Legitimate spending through a regulated exchange or card was already visible to that provider and its compliance stack. Operation Lighthouse does not change the surveillance surface for a normal account. It demonstrates how effective coordinated tracing has become when the underlying activity is criminal.